That's the whole point of embodied intelligence, is your body knows where you need to go. It knows where freedom is for you. It knows where creativity is for you. It knows where that release of everything that is not you is. It knows it. Welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Because somewhere in you, your soul said, I want to know more. And I love that. Because whether you are aware of your human design, or you're a practitioner, or you're early in your journey, or you're late in your journey, I shouldn't say late because nobody's ever late. It's always divine timing. But if you're more advanced in your journey and your experiment of using your energetic blueprint, whoever you are, wherever you are, you felt invited and welcomed to be here. And that makes me super happy that you're here. And it's also a sign that you're already tuning in to your strategy and authority, which are basically these fancy words in human design that can sound very strange to outsiders, but it is insider baseball, as one of my clients would say, too much insider baseball, which is part of why we started this brand, masteringyourhumandesign.com, because we wanted to offer another way into this vast system that was accessible and fun and simple and smart and imaginable. Imaginative, that's the word I was looking for. And we just wanted to make it friendlier. Because in my experience of using human design in my life, it's been about 2.5 years now, I found that I kept struggling with a lot of the language. It was very limiting, and it was actually impeding my ability to retain the knowledge and be of service. Either of service to myself in terms of my practice, or in service to my clients in terms of helping them connect with their genius, their magic, their mysticism, all of that. And it became very, very frustrating for me. And so in my quest to make this whole journey of remembering and retaining the knowledge, in particular of the channels, because the channels to me are the first thing you want to know about yourself. Now, in the human design world, you're going to hear, oh, you have to know your strategy and authority first. Well, I'm a manifesting generator. And for those of you who are familiar with human design, you know that we like to move fast and we skip steps and blah, 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 blah. But the point is I go where I'm responding. And where I'm responding and what I've responded to the most, and a lot of this is because I have a lot of definition in my design, I had a lot to work with. I had a lot of defined channels. I have 6 of them, which isn't extraordinary because one of the people I've studied with has 11. I mean, go figure. That's crazy. But even with my 6 channels, I discovered early on that they were working in opposition of each other. And that's where I suddenly, when I found my human design and went deeper into understanding these dynamics, I could suddenly see so clearly the patterns in my life where I felt like I was always stopping and starting, or I was getting in my own way. And now that I know the energetics of these different channels that are always on, right? They're always operating in me. I can now get in front of them and I can interpret what sacral is saying. And again, this is jargon in a way for those of you who are new to this, but sacral is my decision-making authority as a manifesting generator. And so I have a particular way of listening to my embodied intelligence to guide me on my way. And so I realized as I was starting to create what I call, and what Tara and I have branded, Tara is my business partner. If you listen to the first episode, you'll learn more about this brand pivot that we've made. I realized, so Tara is a 4-6 splenic projector. And, you know, she's been dabbling in human design since I brought it to us in our partnership 2.5 years ago. And when I saw the way that she comprehended things as I was explaining these archetypes I was creating for each of the 36 channels. So for example, my channel of charisma from gate 34 of power in sacral energy center to the throat gate 20 about contemplation and being in the now, right? That in traditional human design terms is called the channel of charisma, which is very flattering, right? But to me, that flattery and that nice term kind of gets in the way and would get in the way of me working with the channel. And what we call it is the energizer. That's really what it is. The energizer. It is one of the most powerful channels that allows manifesting generators to work like a rocket ship when they are responding to what lights them up. And when they're not responding with whatever their decision-making authority is, their embodied intelligence, that rocket ship is going to feel like it has sugar in the tank, right? And it's going to sputter out and they're going to get super frustrated and angry. I know what that's like. It's when I'm doing things where I feel I have to or I should instead of I want to. Because that's the whole point of embodied intelligence is your body knows where you need to go. It knows where freedom is for you. It knows where creativity is for you. It knows where that release of everything that is not you is. It knows it. And if you can allow yourself to get the mind out of the way of trying to convince you that you are what you're not, you're going to find a really wonderful playground and community in the world of human design. Because we're all here supporting each other to be who we are and to let go of who we're not. And it is magical in this space with people who are living their unique human design. It is magical and it is easeful and it is playful and it is joyful. And it's not like we still don't have challenges in life. Don't get me wrong. But when those challenges come up to help us stretch and grow, we know what it means to allow our minds to take over with fear and programming, or our souls to help give us gentle guidance. And that's what the gift of human design is. And so this first episode is one to say, welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Because we've got a whole life together ahead of us, right? We've got so much learning together and experimenting together and living and loving and lighting our own way together. And I'm just super excited that you're starting at the beginning. Because this episode is about the beginning. And it is about your chart. Because everything in human design starts with your chart. And so today I wanted to walk you through the process of getting your free human design chart and what that's going to start for you and how to get that on our website, okay? So I'm actually going to do this live while we're here together. And I wanted to be here with you in it so that if you get to your computer, if you're listening on your computer, or even if you're listening on your phone, go to masteringyourhumandesign.com, all one word, no spaces, no special characters, masteringyourhumandesign.com. And when you get there, you're going to see some menu headings. Click on the one that says free chart, okay? And so this is a basic chart. You're not going to be a master at your human design. Trust me, human design, it becomes the book that you are going to read and explore for the rest of your life. But your chart is the way you enter. And so we have three steps here. The first is entering your birth data, Okay. So I'm just going to enter it while we're here together. Okay. So enter your first name, enter your last name, and then enter the year you were born. And so our next episode, or one of, maybe it won't be the next episode, but it will be soon, is going to be about where the source data comes from, because I want you to know how complex this stuff is and why it's so important to get your birth data right. So you put in the year, you put in the month, you put in the day, and then you put in the hour. And so this is very, very, very important that I want to stress right now. The hour is a 24-hour clock. So please be mindful that if you were born at 5 in the evening, that you don't just go and quickly plug in 5 as the hour that you were born, okay? Because you're going to get someone else's chart. You're not going to get your own. So this is a 24-hour clock. So if you were born at 5 in the afternoon, you need to choose the hour 17, okay? Very, 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 very important, because everything is determined by this time of birth. Well, it's the whole set, your time of birth, your date of birth, and your place of birth, okay? So I'm putting in the hour and the minute, and then we're going to put in the place you were born. And so you click on that, and then we have a field for your email address. And we'd love it if you would include your email address, because that's going to put you into our preferred segment of people who are really on this path to learn more about themselves, right? It's what we call our fractal. We like to offer the people who have engaged with us and who are genuinely, sincerely on this path of learning more about themselves as we continue to bring more merchandise and more services and more products online, we like to offer them first to you. And so we want you to be the first to know when our new exciting stuff is being released, okay? So if you provide us with your email address, then you just click the button, view and download your chart. And so now what you're going to see displayed on your screen is a crazy picture, right, of the profile of a person, of a body, and all of these different geometric objects linked together. And you're going to see on the left hand a number of boxes, a column of boxes in red, and on the right, a column of boxes in black. And you're going to see at the top of this, create new chart or download PDF. We encourage you to download your PDF. So click on that and you can download that and cart it around and learn more about yourself. And so what I want to do now is I want to talk through what the chart that we've created is going to do for you and why it's different from traditional human design. This is very, very, very important. We have a somewhat heretical approach to the way we communicate about human design. And it is in response to our own experience, as I was saying earlier about my own frustrations with the jargon and the way things were labeled. Now, all of the traditional human design and the sources that you want to go to that you really want to prioritize are jovianarchive.com and ihds.com. That is the school that was founded by Ra'uruhu that this information was channeled to. Jovian Archive is his legacy, okay? So all of the source data, without anyone else's creative or verbal overlay, all of the source data is going to be through those two sources. Those are the sources I use in order to create what I call the translational skin and the creative skin that Tara and I are creating with this brand to make your entry into this world simple, smart, and fun, to make it joyful and fun and light, because some of the language can be very, very off-putting. And because it's unfamiliar or it's off-putting, it keeps people from exploring their uniqueness, And to me, the experience of knowing and working with my unique energetic blueprint every single day gives me access to the best parts of myself. And this is why Tara and I are here, because we want you to have that same experience of accessing the best parts of you and letting go of everything that's not, of everything that is in your way, because there is so much more to you that you don't even realize. And you're going to be so excited about it and so relieved when you meet yourself, really for the first time as an adult. Because between the time you were a kid and the time that you are now, you've been subjected to other people's programs. And human design is your blueprint that allows you to find your way out of that, to reverse engineer that and engineer in all the best parts of you so that you can be more magnetic, so that you can manifest more quickly everything that you're calling in. Okay. So in this chart, I'm just going to give you a quick high-level description of the terms that we use in our free chart. At the surface level, because there are some things that we are already naming differently, and we want you to know how they plug into the larger human design construct. And just to be super clear, again, this is not meant to be a substitute for all of the traditional language or teachings or technology of the traditional human design system. It is simply a creative and verbal overlay skin, okay? All of that original traditional language is super, super important because it contains what are called keynotes that help transform you, your energy, at a cellular level. And so when you get readings from human design practitioners, you're going to hear a lot of this sort of foreign language in a way, because it's what your soul needs to hear. We believe that there's a place for both. And so we want to create this welcoming invitation and window into the vast world of human design, because what we've experienced is how this simpler plain language window or doorway into the system allows for better retention and understanding of what the deeper stuff is trying to say. Okay, so here we go. So first we have the name, then we have your type. So this is your energy type, your aura. Mine is a manifesting generator. Yours might be manifestor or projector, reflector, or generator. Strategy is how that energy shows up in the world. It's how it gets turned on, okay? It's what comes in and gives you something or some way to respond. And we all have different ways of responding, okay? Decision-making authority is what we use to refer to authority. So authority on its own can be very confusing. And again, it feels very jargony to my ear, right? To us, it's how you make decisions. It's how you know the difference between a yes or a no. And it works in a very, very specific way. And there are several different types of authorities. And when combined with your type and strategy, they create a mechanic that expresses the truth and direction of your embodied intelligence instead of the decision-making apparatus of your mind and reasoning. Your wayfinding. So this is something that we've done. We've combined the traditional terms that you might see on other free charts. We've combined this phrase or label of signature with the label of not self theme. We've combined those because really it's about wayfinding. So your signature feeling, depending on your energy type, is a way of knowing if you're operating in the zone. your not self theme is the other end of knowing whether or not you're operating in the zone. Your not self theme is going to be all that shadow frequency, that dense, the feelings of anger, the feelings of frustration, the feelings of disempowerment, really. And the energies of your signature are going to be the feelings of peace or satisfaction or delight, depending again on your energy type. Super, super important. To us, it's simply wayfinding because it's how your body alerts you to, yeah, more of this, or, oh my God, what did we do here? How did we get here and how do we get out, right? And again, it's not meant to be a reasoning process, but it's meant to clue you back into your off course. Somewhere you've taken a wrong turn. You need to get back into your body to find out and listen to it about where it wants to go next to get out of this situation. Definition. In this context, so there are two ways of thinking about definition. Definition has to do with whether or not those geometric objects in your chart are colored in or not. But in this context, it has to do with how your energy flows through your chart and how it plugs into others. And so you're going to see things here like a split, single, quadruple, and we'll get into that another time. But it's really, really important because it helps you understand the flow of your energy 24/7. Your profile lines, these, oh my gosh, these are such an unlock. These have to do with your way. So they're kind of like, you know, your aura is there and it's always operating in you. And your way is almost the way that your aura is guided or activated in you. And it's beautiful. When you understand your way, you start to see the patterns of your life and where you are most in alignment and most effective. And it helps you understand how you're meant to show up in the world and relate to others. And I just love it. It's really, really powerful. And so you're going to see combinations of numbers here. Mine is a 4-1. You're going to see things like 2-4 or, you know, 1-3 or 4-6 or 5-2. These all have different resonances. And then you're going to see your incarnation cross. And I was just listening to some recordings of Ra where he's talking about incarnation cross. And what he says is essentially your incarnation cross is a job description, but it doesn't actually give you the answer or way to carry out that job description. And the shorthand for this is it really is your purpose. It's something that you grow into as you are honoring your strategy and authority and living your design consistently. And it is why you are here. It's an imprint and sort of like a North Star, a reminder, you're here to fulfill this particular job description, to elevate and evolve humanity. But you, by living your design, are going to bring that to life. But to always know what it is super, super helpful and important to imprint that into your conscious and unconscious, to know that so that you can start to witness your alignment as it's flourishing in this life. And then finally, we have what we call the channel archetypes. So this is what we're super, super excited about. And this is the first foray into creating a simple, smart, and fun creative and verbal design skin for human design. So what we've done is instead of just including the gate numbers, because a channel is created when you have two gate activations that are harmonic. So they are each on one side of a channel in your chart. So I will put my chart up on our website and I'll create a link for it. But if you look at the channel, you look at 3254, which is the channel of transformation and traditional human design, We call it the Entrepreneur. It connects gate 54 in the root energy center to gate 32 in the spleen. So 32 and 54 are what are considered harmonic gates. Wherever you have a channel in your chart is where you have two harmonic gate activations. And to get you to start understanding the flow of these energies, because everything flows up to the throat where manifestation happens, right? In word or deed. That's where manifestation happens. Either it's coming down from the head or it's coming up from the root. But there is a direction to each one of these channels. And so what we've done is we've included a directional arrow between the two harmonic gates. And following that, we include our archetypal name of that channel. And so that is how you get your free chart. That is what's in our free chart and how to understand it. And if you provide us with your email, we're going to start to grow and learn together. And each week, we're going to bring you a new piece of information so that you can know yourself in a much more powerful and empowered way. Because we want you to shine your light in this world unimpeded. We want to help you remove and dissolve whatever layers of you aren't really you and are in the way of you being your most authentic and enlightened expression of your unique energetic imprint. I'm so happy you're here. I'm so happy you've taken this first step. And I'm honored by your being here, by your sharing your time, by sharing your energy, by investing in yourself, even if it's just doing this first step of the free chart, investing in the journey of unblocking and unlocking the true you. Have a great day. I'll see you next week. You feel this sights to see rolling.